Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to another episode of the Daily Stoic Blueprint. Today, we're diving into something super powerful. Self-compassion and empathy. You know those feelings, that warm fuzzy sense of understanding for ourselves and others when things get tough? Turns out, it's not just good vibes, it's a serious superpower in navigating this crazy world. Ever felt like you were running on a hamster wheel, constantly beating yourself up for every little mistake? Or maybe you struggle to understand other people's perspectives, leading to friction and misunderstandings. Well, guess what? Self-compassion and empathy are the keys to unlocking that inner peace and building stronger, more meaningful connections. Think of it like this. You wouldn't berate a good friend for stumbling, right? So why do we dish out that same harsh treatment to ourselves? Now, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate both self-compassion and empathy like a boss. 1. Treat yourself like your best friend. Imagine your bestie is going through a tough time. What would you say to them? Probably something encouraging, supportive, and understanding, right? Now, apply that same level of kindness to yourself. When those self-critical voices creep in, remember, you're human. You're allowed to make mistakes, feel frustrated, and even have off days. Talk to yourself the way you would talk to a cherished friend with warmth, understanding, and genuine care. Practice active listening. This one is crucial for building empathy. When someone's talking, truly listen. Put your phone down, make eye contact, and focus on what they're saying. Don't just wait for your turn to speak, try to understand their perspective, even if you don't agree with it. You know that feeling when someone really hears you? That's pure gold both for them and for you. 3. Recognize shared human experiences. Remember, we're all in this together. We all experience joy, sorrow, fear, excitement, the whole spectrum of emotions. Recognizing that shared humanity can be incredibly powerful. It reminds us that even when things feel isolating, we're not alone in our struggles. Knowing that someone else understands your pain, or has felt the same way, can make a world of difference. 4. Cultivate gratitude. Focusing on the good stuff, even in tough times, can work wonders for both self-compassion and empathy. Take a moment each day to appreciate the little things, a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger. The shift in perspective can help you feel more content and connected to the world around you. 5. Practice forgiveness. This one is tough, I know. But holding on to grudges only hurts us in the long run. Practice forgiving yourself for past mistakes and extend forgiveness to others who have wronged you. It's not about condoning the actions, it's about freeing yourself from the burden of anger and resentment. Now, let me share a real-world example that might resonate with you. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work, and you completely bomb it. You feel embarrassed, frustrated, and maybe even like quitting. Here's where self-compassion and empathy come in. Instead of berating yourself, I'm so stupid, I messed everything up, try a different approach. Acknowledge that you made a mistake, but remind yourself that everyone stumbles sometimes. Offer yourself some kindness and encouragement, it's okay, I learned from this experience, and I'll do better next time. Then try to see things from your boss's perspective. Maybe they were also feeling stressed, or maybe they just need a bit more clarity on what you presented. Remember, self-compassion is not about being weak or giving up. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to a loved one. And empathy allows us to connect with others on a deeper level, building stronger relationships and creating a more compassionate world. So take these insights to heart, practice them daily, and watch how your life transforms. Remember, you are worthy of love, kindness, and understanding both from yourself and from others. Now go out there, be kind, and keep spreading the Stoic Blueprint for success. And if you found this episode helpful, please share it with a friend who could benefit from some self-compassion and empathy in their life. Until next time, stay strong, stay compassionate, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.